John chapter 8, 1 to 5. And everyone went to his own house, but Jesus went to the Mount of Olives. And early in the morning he came again into the temple, and all the people came to him, and he sat down and taught them. And the scribes and Pharisees brought a woman caught in adultery, and having set her in the midst, they said to him, "Teacher, this woman has been caught committing adultery in the very act. Now in the law, Moses commanded us to stone such women. What then do you say?"
The case in John 8, the seventh case among the nine, fully covers the matter of sin. No chapter in the entire Bible covers the problem of sin as widely and thoroughly as does the eighth chapter of John. In this chapter, we have the answer to all the problems of sin. They called a sinful woman and brought her to the Lord Jesus. According to the law, such a sinful woman had to be stoned to death. But the religionists did not do it. They brought her to the Lord in an attempt to trap him. They said, "Teacher, this woman has been caught committing adultery. Moses commanded us to stone such a person. What do you say?" The religionists were quite bold. They asked the Lord a very tricky question. If he had said that they had to stone her to death, then he would have lost his position as a savior and redeemer. Could a savior say that such a sinner must be stoned to death? Of course, the Lord, as a redeemer and savior, could not say this. But on the other hand, if he had said that they should not stone her to death, then they would have said that he was breaking the law. This question was a subtle trick of the enemy. The religionists thought that they were very wise. Actually, they were stupid. They thought that the Lord Jesus would find it difficult to answer and that they had an excellent opportunity to catch him.